Jacka News, you need to know now.
It's 3 o'clock.
Pretoria, Polokwane and Rustenburg 15, Johannesburg a chilly 12 degrees, Emma Flaney 14.
N12 East, the roadworks with restrictions at Xavier Street. And we're still dealing with the fallout from the earlier crash on the N4 East at Watermeyer Street.
We start in the Eastern Cape, where rescue efforts are underway in Umtata and surrounding areas affected by the inclement weather. The South African National Taxi Council has meanwhile praised emergency services after they rescued three learners from trees. This occurred after their school transport bus was swept away by floodwaters earlier today. Here's Santaco's national spokesperson, Machikidi Pahla.
According to preliminary reports, the driver had contacted the vehicle owner to request assistance. By the time help arrived, the water had engulfed the bridge. The exact number of learners on board cannot be confirmed as it is currently examination season and learners attend according to varying timetables.
Five people died earlier today when the minibus taxi that they were travelling in the Eastern Cape overturned on the N2 near Brakfontein this morning. A major cold front has hit parts of the country, bringing with it major rain, strong winds and snow. Temperatures have also dropped around the country significantly. In big news here at home, a 39-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Gauteng teenager Lekona Fose. The police's occult unit is probing a case of hate crime or a Muti-related killing after Fose's mutilated body was discovered by a passerby in Durban Deep in Roodepoort nearly 2 weeks ago. According to the police's Mavela Masondo, the man was taken in for questioning on Monday and was subsequently linked to the 14-year-old's murder.
The suspect is expected to appear before Roodepoort Magistrates Court on Wednesday, the 11th of June 2025. The police's occult unit has been working hard to find the perpetrators following the gruesome murder of Fose.
Deputy Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Sihle Zikalala has dismissed media reports suggesting he interfered in investigations at the Independent Development Trust, accusing Amabongani of pushing a false political narrative. This follows a report by the publication alleging that Zikalala and former IDT board chair shielded the IDT CEO Teboho Malaka from scrutiny and backed her permanent appointment despite red flags. For more on the story, go to our website at jackrandfm.com and click on news. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the adoption of the new pandemic agreement marks a milestone in global efforts to prevent future health crises. He was speaking at the G20 Health Working Committee meeting in Johannesburg today.
We also acknowledge the invaluable contribution of the vice chairs from Brazil, Thailand, Egypt, and New Zealand. This collaborative leadership, representing the diversity of our global community, was instrumental in guiding the complex negotiations and fostering the spirit of compromise and solidarity that ultimately led to success.
And we end off with the latest business news. Statistics South Africa says manufacturing production fell by 6.3% in April compared to the same time last year. The biggest declines were recorded in the food and beverages sector, along with motor vehicles, steel and metal products. Here's Stats SA's Nikolai Clausen.
Glass and non-metallic mineral products was the only division that recorded positive growth, expanding by 2.3% year-on-year. On a month-on-month basis, seasonally adjusted manufacturing production increased by 1.9% in April 2025 compared with March 2025. This followed a month-on-month decline of 2.5% in March.
I'm Chanel September. More news to follow at 4.
That's right, but it won't be my Chanel. She's running. Hey, before you go, how do you know when your clock is still hungry?
It goes, blank.
It goes back 4 seconds. 4 seconds. You see what I did there? And Shane the Broom was late into work today. It overswept.